Voters in Mexico's biggest state made history yesterday. For the first time in nearly a century, the country's Revolutionary Party lost in gubernatorial elections. And it lost to an insurgent party founded by Mexico's president. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, it's seen as part of a broad rejection of traditional politics across Latin America.
By 10 a.m., Maria Orlando had voted, and she was already out at the market.
Amara.
For all 69 years of her life, she had voted for the party born in the aftermath of the Mexican Revolution.
Pues ve que toda la gente votaba por ellos, pero pues nunca, nunca una ayuda. No.
Everyone used to vote for them, she says, but they never helped, so this time, no way. She lives in Ecatepec, a massive suburb of Mexico City. She looks around. What she wants from her government is very simple.
Ay, pues que nos den agua, porque es lo que sufrimos mucho de agua.
We need running water. We want for the potholes to be filled and for our streets to be safe, she says. For these gubernatorial elections, Mexico's most established political parties, the PRI, the PAN, and the PRD, parties that were once historical enemies, banded together to try to defeat Morena, the party of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. But the super coalition failed. Instead, Delfina Gómez, a former teacher with relatively little political experience, won by a huge margin.
What we're observing, I guess, is the consolidation of a political force that we never imagined that could have become so powerful so fast.
That's political scientist Vivi Rios. The president's party, Morena, didn't even exist a decade ago, but today it controls the executive, Congress, and the states. And now that it has taken the biggest state in Mexico, it leaves the PRI, what was once the most powerful political party in Mexico, on life support. To Rios, Morena represents a wave of discontent in Latin America. Traditional parties have not paid dividends, so voters are turning to outsiders.
With a huge mandate of destroying the elites and changing the political class as we know it.
Rios says she hopes this insurgent party can meet the demands of the people of Mexico, because at this point, Mexican voters have given every political party in the country a chance.
And now, you know, what would happen if the political class does not give results to people that are hungry for changing its country?
Hopefully, she says, the new party doesn't turn out the same as the old ones. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Ecatepec, in the state of Mexico.